Living Your Thanksgiving by Laura McCorkle, read by Candace McGarvey. Make a glad sound to the Lord, all the earth. Give worship to the Lord with joy. Come before him with a song. Be certain that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep to whom he gives food. Come into his doors with joy and into his house with praise. Give him honor, blessing his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is never ending. His faith is unchanging through all generations. Psalm 100. When I was younger, Thanksgiving was pretty much just another holiday, a day when I got to eat a whole lot of good food and nibble on all that sugary stuff I wanted. In fact, one year it only took me, my sister, two forks, and about 30 minutes to finish off the rest of the pecan pie, while everyone else was either glued to the football game or snoring in a recliner. We had no regrets, and I'm pretty sure we'd do it again. But besides being a holiday when I had permission to indulge, Thanksgiving was also a word my grandfather always incorporated at the end of his prayers. And with thanksgiving, in Jesus' name, amen. I always wondered why he used a word that made me think of cornucopias and construction paper turkeys. But he had the THD in our family and I did not, so I knew he must have a good reason. Years later, I think I now understand. In that one word, he was saying, thank you for giving. You being God. From my grandfather's example, I can see that Thanksgiving was more than a one-day family gathering. It was and is a way of living, a daily act of expressing gratitude to our Maker who first gave to us. At this time of year, I sit and think about when I last thanked God for giving me anything, let alone His Son Jesus Christ. I'm ashamed to admit that I don't remember. But I know that I want to make such gratefulness as prominent as the giant turkey on the table and see Thanksgiving become a way of life. There's no better Thanksgiving wisdom than that found in God's Word, specifically in Psalm 100. If you open your Bible and take a look at this passage, you'll see a notation under the heading, A Psalm for Giving Thanks. Following that, there are many directives listed that can help us live our Thanksgiving. 1, make a glad sound to the Lord. 2, give worship to the Lord with joy. 3, come before him with a song. 4, be certain that the Lord is God. 5, come into his doors with joy and into his house with praise. 6, remember, for the Lord is good. His mercy is never ending. His faith is unchanging. Reflect on Psalm 100 today and ask the Lord how he can help you really live out Thanksgiving each day of the year. Intersecting faith and life. Your celebration with friends or loved ones is probably already planned by this point. But here is your Thanksgiving Day challenge. Take time to live your Thanksgiving and call or visit someone who is alone or having a hard time, for whatever reason, on this holiday.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercouli, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.